Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Minnesota United FC off to a solid start this season. They're on the road at Orlando. Andy Greeter covers the club for the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com. Andy, good to visit with you.
Yeah, good to see you, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, and here's the thing. I don't know if the Loons could have got off to a better start this season. After the turmoil this offseason, to get the win over Austin, come back late, get the draw with the Columbus Crew. I mean, this is a very positive development for this club right out of the gate.
Yeah, it's a strong start. They were the only team in MLS to win in week one on the road. And then they came home and were facing the defending MLS Cup champs and were able to get a late equalizer to have a home draw. You know, so you want to have 3 points at home. Minnesota was, you know, their worst home form in any full season during their MLS era last year. So while you get 1 point, you still want to get your will, just given the fact who were the MLS Cup champs last year.
Yeah, and here we go against Orlando tonight. Give us a read on this. Give us a read on the matchup.
Yeah, so you know, Orlando City is considered one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference, but they are goalless through two MLS games. They got one draw, and they were beat 5-0 by Lionel Messi and Inter Miami last Saturday. You know, Orlando City is also in CONCACAF Champions Cup, which is a regional tournament. So they had to play Tigres, which is one of the biggest clubs in Mexico, in Orlando on Tuesday. They were also scoreless in that game. So Orlando's been struggling to score goals, and then Orlando has to go down to Mexico to play Tigres in the second leg of that fixture on Tuesday. So they're going to be preoccupied with an international tournament in the middle of this Loons game. So it'll be interesting to see how they approach it. Obviously, playing in a tournament that has regional complications, I think, is probably a bigger priority than week three of the MLS season. But like I said, they've got 1 point through two games. They haven't scored a goal in MLS action. So they're going to be looking to try to get things right, but they're preoccupied with the CONCACAF Champions Cup.
And by the way, if you're a subscriber to the Pioneer Press, you can catch Keys to the Match online at TwinCities.com. It's put together by Andy Greeter. And what about the injury situation for the Loons? I know they've been hampered a bit by injuries in spite the fact that they have 4 points in their first two.
Yeah, I think that goes to, you know, kind of where you started off with the top to get 4 points through two games without Emmanuel Reynoso. You know, their dynamic number 10. He's going to miss tonight's game as well with a knee injury that's been setting him back, dating back to preseason. They're hopeful to get him back next week against LAFC, but they're going to miss him again tonight. You know, sounds like Bonguhuke Halangwane is going to be able to come back after missing the first two games of the season. He'll probably come off the bench, I'd assume. Lineup will probably come up here in about 25 minutes or so, but they're going to get him back. He's a pacey winger that had 17 goals in all competitions last year, so they're looking to see if he can pick up where he left off last year. Robin Lud, who's been a dynamic central midfielder now for the Loons, he's likely going to come back here tonight as well. I'd imagine he might be able to start or come off the bench. So the picture's gotten better for the Loons, but they're still without their best player.
Yeah, and by the way, the new permanent head coach arrives soon.
Yeah, it sounds like he's been able to travel here this weekend and is expected here in Minnesota here this weekend, and he's going to be introduced at a press conference on Wednesday at Allianz Field. You know, I did a story here this week about how interim head coach Cameron Knowles has been able to lead this team, and he was able to walk me through kind of the different things that they do throughout the week and how detail-oriented they've been, how much film study they've done, and how that's contrast to Adrian Heath, their former coach, where it sounds like there was very few film sessions. It was more kind of ad lib on the field than how directive-based it's been under Cam Knowles. And I think players have responded to that. And Will Trapp, one of their captains, talked about how it's been a full pendulum swing from what Adrian Heath was doing to what Cameron Knowles has been doing. And what Eric Ramsey is expected to continue to do next week against LAFC.
So what about Cameron Knowles going forward? Will he have a role in all of this with Eric Ramsey, or is that going to shake out, Andy?
Yeah, you know, that's in the story. You know, it sounds like he's going to be an assistant coach under Eric Ramsey and help make the transition for Eric, who's coming over from Manchester United, who isn't familiar with MLS, to kind of bridge that gap for Eric to be able to get up to speed. Obviously, he's going to be joining in the middle of the season, so that's going to be challenging for him. So Cameron Knowles will be kind of – it sounds like Eric Ramsey is going to bring an assistant along with him, and then Cam will kind of remain with the staff and kind of be that conduit after what he's done so far here in Minnesota and established a relationship with players and a routine, and that'll be kind of the continuing factor going forward for the first team.
And final thought on the Loons here, that is going to be a big storyline as they make this transition with the season already underway. It is an unusual arrangement, but with travel and visas, et cetera, it's understood. But it'll be very interesting to see how the club adapts.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you don't usually see a new coach coming in midstream after three games. After, you know, what has been established here with Cam Knowles as the leader, and how many hiccups and how many issues are there going to be for Eric Ramsey as he kind of gets acclimated to not only to the league, but to the players and the staff and overcomes his jet lag as he comes over from the UK.
Right.
It's all going to be thrown at him very quickly. So, yeah, it's a very unique situation, and Minnesota went through a very lengthy, protracted hiring of a head coach and wanted to be very detail oriented in how they did it. But the downside of that is that you have to bring in a head coach in the middle of a season. Usually you want to have, you know, those 6 weeks, those 8 weeks to bring in your style and kind of your communication and your relationship with players. And all of that is going to be, like I said, very much on the fly as they go.
One other team you follow very closely this time of year, Golden Gopher men's basketball, and they wrap it up in Evanston against the Northwestern Wildcats, and this has been a roller coaster ride, to say the very least. When you just think they've turned the corner and they've had some nice wins, there have been improvements this year, and then it's that game against Indiana at Williams Arena, and I know injury was a factor and so on and so forth, but that was tough.
Yeah, you know, I called it the fizzle in the finale of their home season at the Barn. You know, it was very lethargic. The offense was very stagnant. They weren't the hungrier team. They weren't more aggressive. And it showed. And Indiana really took it to Minnesota over the last 28 minutes of that game. It was, you know, it looked like on paper a very winnable game, but Indiana pulled off the season sweep over the Gophers, and now they have to go to Northwestern, which is a team they're looking up at in the standings, but it's also a team that the Gophers have beat in overtime at the Barn. So it's a very, you know, winnable game for the Gophers. They're going to look to bounce back and bring some more energy and effort and execution. I think they're, you know, maybe a 3 or 4 point underdog, so it's not insurmountable in Evanston tonight.
And Andy, in reality, going into the Big Ten tournament in their backyard at Target Center in downtown Minneapolis, in reality, the way it looks, they would need to, you know, run the table to get to the NCAA tournament. Is that your thinking as well?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's more likely very much looking like an NIT type of season, which for the Gophers, after having two Big Ten wins a year ago, is a step in the right direction. You know, if they win tonight, they'll be 10-10 in Big Ten play here this season, and they've only have 6 500 or better seasons in the last 25 years of Gopher men's basketball. So they've got an opportunity to be that. But yeah, like you said, they'd have to run the table through the Big Ten tournament to make March Madness. It looks like they might be somewhere around an 8 to a 10 seed, maybe up to a 7 seed. I haven't run all the numbers on it, but they're looking for one. They're out of the first round, the weakling Wednesday, quote unquote, that they've been subjected to and put themselves in a place to play in over the last couple of years. So they're out and they get a first round bye. But then they'd have to win Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in 4 straight days, more likely than not being an underdog in most of those games to win the conference tournament title.
Yeah, and once again, the crowds this week for the Big Ten Women's Tournament, you know, sold out. Caitlin Clark, Iowa, a lot of Hawkeye fans in town for that. But it's been a great event, and for the Twin Cities to get both is really a huge deal. Typically, it's been Indianapolis or Chicago, but to have the tournament here is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what it's like without Caitlin Clark to fill up a building and without a dynastic Iowa type team to be able to drive up 35 to come to games. I wonder what attendance is going to be like for the men's tournament. You know, a lot of coaches were mumbling about how they had to come up here for the Big Ten media days and kind of feeling like it was kind of out of the way instead of a centrally located Chicago or Indy. So we'll see what the crowds are like next week. But yeah, it's going to be a unique situation to be able to have the conference tournament, like you said, in the Gophers' backyard. And you know, the Gophers have had better attendance at games here over the last couple of weeks, and we'll see if that translates to Target Center.
Andy, always good to visit with you. You're going to be a busy man tonight.
Yeah, I'm only covering one. So, thankfully I've got some help on the Gophers tonight, but I'll be able to tune in once I file my Loon story to catch the second half.
Yeah, but still busy. I mean, it's not a Saturday night off, that's for sure.
Well, there are a few of those, Steve, very few of those. But, it's a good gig, and it's fun to have multiple teams to cover at the same time.
All right, Andy, take care.
All right, tip.
There he is, Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. Once again, the Loons in Orlando, the Golden Gophers in the northern suburbs of Chicago, taking on Northwestern tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.